Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Chulin Daf Mem Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we have noted in our previous Shiurim, that for appreciation of Maseches Chulin, and particularly this third perek, you should be in possession of the Book of Illustrations, Sichas Chulin, authored by Amitai Ben David. Alternatively, if you have another book of illustrations or photographs that can assist in understanding these graphic sugyas, then that's also quite fine. We turn to the top of Daf Mem Zayin and notice immediately triangles. These are triangles that represent a series that we started in our previous shiur. These are all Memro's comments of Rava concerning strange phenomenon or changes that appear in a lung. In other words, changes from a regular healthy situation. It is our job to evaluate whether the change is significant enough to warrant classifying it as a trefa or not. Continuing on the top of the page, the Omar Rava, Hani Tarti Bui. Bui are bubbles. Two bubbles that appear on a lung, the smichi lahadadi, that are next to each other. Les lehu bedikusa. They cannot be checked. In other words, they represent a problem. If we take a look at the Rashi at the top, Tarti Bui de smichi adadi, Kim lehu le lerova. It is known to Rava, the Enon Smuchos Ela Machmas Nekev Shoya Barea. The only explanation, as far as Rava is concerned, for the emergence of two bubbles that are next to each other is because there had been a hole in the lung, Vehelo Hanekev Es Habuos Halolu Svivov. And these bubbles are outgrowths of the hole that had been in the lung. We noted this as Aleph, you can see above the Hani Tarti, because in contrast with the two bubbles, Chada, one bubble, U Mischazio Kitarti, one bubble, but it gives the appearance of two. Mycenon, we bring Silva, a pointy substance, a thorn, for example, U Bazinon La, and we puncture this bubble. Shafchan lehadodi, if the liquid that has amassed in the bubble pours from one section to the other, remember we said it appeared as if they were two bubbles, so if the liquid pours from one section into the other, in other words, as a result of piercing it, the liquid content drains out, so if all of the liquid content pours out, because it's flowed from one section into the other, into the section that I made the hole. Chado hi ukshera. It shows that it's in effect one bubble, and the appearance of one bubble is not indicative of a hole, and therefore it's kosher. Ve'i lo. If after penetrating one side of this bubble, the bubble that appeared as two, all of the contents do not drain out, then Tarti Ninhu Utrefa. It shows that they really are two separate bubbles. And hence, the section that was not penetrated is going to remain with its liquid content. The Omar Rava, Chamisha Uni Is Lo Lerea. There are five lobes that a lung has. Apo Klape Gavra, with the face of the lung facing the taboch, the butcher, Rashi points out that if we're talking about a case where you suspended the animal on its hind legs and its belly is open, so as you are facing it, tlosa miyamina, three of these lobes, of these uni lobes, shall be to your right, vitarti mismola, and two of them should be facing your left. E yosir, if there is an extra amount, oy cholif, or the sides changed. In other words, three on the left and two on the right equals trefa. Those are signs that this is a trefa. That indicates it's a trefa. And now the Gemara goes on a little bit with the issue of extra. Hahu yiserta da'asoy v'kame demremar. There was a situation of a lung with what appears to be an extra lobe that came to Amemar. Havi Yosef Rav Acha Abova. Rav Acha was seated at the entrance to the room in which Amemar was seated. So the scenario looks as follows. There's a man coming with his questionable animal lung to Amemar to receive a legal ruling. At the entrance to where Amemar was sitting, outside, was seated Rav Acha. Omar Lei, when the man emerged from his question to Amemar, he emerged, Rav Acha met him. Omar Lei, my Omar Lochs. Rav Acha was seated outside, asked the man who brought the lungs in for question, for legal ruling, Rav Acha asked the man, my Omar Loch, what did Raymar tell you? What did he rule? Omar Lei, so the butcher said, Achshura nihala, he ruled it to be okay. And we're talking again about a yiserta, an example of a lung, or a case of a lung with what appeared to be an extra lobe. Omar lay, so Rav Acha said, Hodar aila kameh, take it back in, meaning that maybe he didn't look at it carefully enough and notice that there was an extra lobe. Omar lay, Mremar, upon seeing the butcher again with the lung, understood what took place and said, Zeal, go, Emo lay, Leman di Yosef Abovok, go tell that fellow sitting at the door, namely, go tell Rav Acha, Les Hilchoso Kavose de Rava Biaseres. We do not rule according to Rava when regarding extra lobe lungs. So that the impression that we got that an extra lobe is a problem, that's only as a result of having learned that from Rava. You'll notice in our markings we've dashed underlined the word Yaseris, and above when Rava presented his halacha we also had dashed underlined the word Yasir, an extra lobe. The Hani Mili, the Gemara goes on to qualify that this ruling of Kashrus that Mereimar shared, this ruling of kashus is when the kaimo bedora deuni, that the extra lobe is aligned with the other lobes. Aval baini baini trefa. If it's between the lobes, in other words, it's not in line with the other lobes, but it's between the lobes, that would not be kosher. That would be a trefa. Rashi says aval baini baini kigon milamato la'aruga. It could be under the rows of lobes, like the case of Inunisa Devarda, is something the Gemara will mention shortly, which can be translated as the little red rose lobe. Oi shehi bein shte arugos milamato. It could be positioned, this extra this baini baini could be that it's positioned between the two rows of lobes. O sheish achas beemtza ha'uma al gabo shelo kiseder chitucha deuni. Those would be a trefa, or another positioning of the extra lobe on top of one of the existing lobes that's not consistent with its natural lung formation. That would be a trefa. And now the Gemara continues, citing a case of this, of Baini Baini, Hahu Baini Baini, Da'asula Kame de Ravashi. A case of an extra lobe that did not appear, that appeared between, meaning it appeared not in, not aligned with the other lobes. Sovar Ravashi lemitrefo. Ravashi thought to rule stringently and ruled it to be a trefa. Amalei Ravuna mor bar avya. So Ravuna says to Ravashi, Kol hani chivi baraisa hochi is lehu. All animals that graze in the outdoors, chivi are creatures like chayos, baraisa means outdoors. This extra lobe that is between the lobes is characteristic of all healthy outdoor animals. The koru lo tabchi, and the butchers refer to it as inu nisa devarda. They call it the little red rose lobe. In other words, it's something common and characteristic of healthy animals. Rahani mili migavoi. This is provided that this extra little red rose lobe is from within. Avol. Agabo, if it's on top of the lungs, afilu ketirpo de'aso, even if it's as small as a myrtle leaf, an aso is also more commonly known as the hadas plant of Sukkot fame, but if this extra lobe is as small as a little leaf from the hadas plant, trefa, that would be unacceptable. In other words, not kosher. As we go on in the Gemara, the Gemara will discuss a case of a lung that is like a block of wood. And when we say like a block of wood, the Gemara will have five different explanations as to what the analogy to the wood is being used for. Omar Raflam, Hai Rea de Damyo Le Ufta. Ufta is a block of wood. Trefa. Such a lung is trefa. And now you'll notice we've underlined and numbered all the different possibilities of what did Raflam have in mind when he compared the lung that he calls trefa to a block of wood. Ika di amri bechazusa, some say in terms of its appearance. Ika di amri begishta, some say in terms of its feel, that it feels hard like wood. Ika di amri dinaficha. Rashi says on the dinaficha, nasis levona kebakas. It has a whitish look to it, like a piece of wood. Fahainunami kechazusa. This also is very similar to the first explanation. The fourth explanation, Viiko Diamri de Pachiza. The note on the inside margin addresses Pachiza and says that it's very lightweight, extraordinarily lightweight. Viko diamri de shia, the less lo chitucha de uni. Its shia is smooth, meaning it lacks the lobe formation that's characteristic of a regular lung. Omar Rava. At this point, we have a new marking. We have, as far as this omid is concerned, the use of triangles. And as you scan down the page, you'll notice numerous triangles appearing in two different directions. In our Nosei Mivne heading that we have on the outside margin, you'll notice we've written Maros, Shainos, Berea, different appearances in that may characterize a lung. And we want to know which ones are kosher and which ones are representative of something trefa. The triangle that whose point is facing upwards, that will be the sign that it's kosher. With the point facing downwards, that's a sign that we're dealing with something that's a trefa. So, the Gemara. Omar Rava, kekuchla kshera, a lung that has a bluish look to it. is okay. Kediyuta trefa. Diyuta literally is ink. And ink, the Gemara is referring to as a black color. And blackness is a sign of trefa. And the Gemara in the next, on this line, points out from another area of halacha that blackness represents a problem. The Omar Rabbi Chanina, shachar, blackness, in the case of blood, is actually adom, is actually red, who adom, adom hu ela shelaka, but it has undergone some type of harm or deficiency. The fact that in the context of the dam, the shachar is described as a redness that's loka. So Rashi says it shows us that there is a problem, and eventually a lung that is black will deteriorate and develop a hole. Yeruka, a lung that is yaroik, kshera, mida Rebbe Nosson, based on the story of Rebbe Nosson that the Gemara will feature shortly. Aduma, kshera, mida Rebbe Nosson. And likewise, the red-colored lung will be classified as kosher, also based on the story involving Rebbe Nosson. It might be worth pointing out that for those of you who are familiar with modern Hebrew, the term yorok has a certain connotation. In modern Hebrew, yorok is associated with green, the green color. In the Talmud, you often find the word yorok having a much broader color spectrum associated with it, including yellowishness. The Gemara, when it wants to describe yorok as green, it will use the term yorok kikarsi. Karsi is a type of vegetable. The yorok over here, we'll see more on the topic later on. In the meantime, we have a Tanaic source that you see appears in a frame, which presents two stories involving Rebbe Nosson and babies whose siblings had died as a result of receiving, of being circumcised, as a result of receiving a bris milah. Desanya, Rebbe Nosson Omer, Pam achas holachti l'krochei ayom. Once I went to cities overseas. Boso isha achas lefonai, a woman came to me, Shemola b'no rishon umeis. She saw to it that her first son was circumcised, but he died after being circumcised. Sheni umeis, a second son, was circumcised and shortly thereafter died. Shlishi, the third son, hevi osoi lefonai. This is the boy, the child that she brought to me, the third one. Ra'isiv shoya odoim. I noticed that it was very red in complexion. Amarti lo, biti, hamtini lo. He says to her, wait, achivla boi domoi, until its blood gets absorbed into its system. Hamtino loi umola oi. So she waited, in other words, she delayed the bris, and eventually mauled him, eventually gave the child a circumcision. V'choya, and the child lived. And they honored me by calling the child Nosson HaBavli in my honor. Veshuv pam achas, and now another incident. Holachti medinas Kaputya. Kaputya is the name of a region. So I went to the region of Kaputya. Bosa isha lefonai, a woman approached me. Shemola ben Orishon Omeis, Sheni Omeis. She had mauled two of her two first sons, and they died. Shlishi, the third one, hevi osoi lefonai. She brought the third one to me. Ra'isiv shoya yorok. I noticed the complexion of the child was yorok, yellowish in color. Hitzatzti boi v'lohoyo boi dam bris. I looked into the child, and I noticed that he didn't have blood that would be characteristic of a circumcision. In other words, that part of his body had not had a normal blood flow. Omarti lo biti hamtini lo, wait, ad shipol boi domoy, until more blood emerges into the child's system. Hintina loi, she delayed, umola oisoi v'choya, she gave him a mila, and he lived. Vayukurin oso noson habavli al shmi, and they named the child noson habavli, in my honor. Now, you can see in this incident, this Tanaic source, we've dashed, underlined, Shoy Odom and Shoy Yorok. These are two colors that we saw were not fatal. In other words, they were situations where the child was able to improve in health. Using this as a basis, we say with lungs as well, that if they have these colors, Yorok or Odom, those are not signs of something irreversible, and hence it's kosher. Omar Rav Kana, kikavda kshera, kibisra trefa, a lung that looks like a liver is kosher. One that looks like meat, and there's a difference in the liver look and meat look, so one that looks like meat is a trefa. And Rashi says simply, v'hochi kimlu de v'hochi havila kusa v'hochi lo havila kusa. They had such traditions that this look is one reflecting an injury, a problem, a sickness, and the other not. The simonech, and if you want to remember that the bosar look, the meat look, is a problem, remember the following pasuk: ubosar basada trefa. That's a pasuk that tells us that one should not consume trefa, but in that pasuk you have the word bosar together with the word trefa, and that will help you remember that a liver, a lung that has a meat look to it, a meaty look to it, is trefa. Omar Rav Samo Brei de Rava, Hai Rea de Damya, a lung that looks like these following plants. Now these, in terms of color, these plants have a yellowish tinge to them. Kikashusa ukimorika ukigon beaso. Beaso is an egg, and primarily the yolk. Trefa. These are all variations on the yellow color scheme, and hence it constitutes a trefa. Ela yeruka dekshera hechi damya. Well, if these yoroks are not kosher, then that which we've said earlier, and we have a little arrow to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text pointing to the line in which it said yeruka kshera. So if these yoroks are not kosher, then the yorok above, how is it that it is kosher? So the answer is kikarsi. If it's a yorok that looks like karsi, which is the name of a plant. So in our above explanation, we may have said that the child had a yellowish look to it, but we have to at this point really qualify that he had a look to him that was similar to the karsi plant, which is probably a color closer to greenish in look. But it's hard to commit ourselves to any of these different translations. You'll notice there's a Tosfos that deals with these colors, Elo Yeruka, the Tosfos of Dibra Masel Elo Yeruka, and in there he uses a number of foreign words, very likely German words, that describe these different colors. As we mentioned before, that the word yorok was of a general nature, representing a certain range of colors, and hence we have the most recent inverted triangles where one level of yorok that is problematic, and above we had a yorok that is acceptable. As we go on in the Gemara, we now see a double underline series marking. The double underline is one of our series markings. And these represent different problems in lungs. Omar Ravina, Otum Berea. The lung, as we've mentioned on previous occasions, is an organ that's inflatable. You can take the trachea, blow into it, and you'll notice it inflates. If in attempting to inflate a lung, you notice a part of it that does not get inflated, otum means it's blocked. We want to know, how do we rule, or how should we deal with a lung that has a part that doesn't inflate, that appears to be blocked, where the air doesn't get into it. So the following is done. Maisinon sakino, we bring a knife, vekarinon lon, we cut off the part of the lung that didn't inflate. E is ba mugla, if one notices pus in there, vadai machmas mugla hu ukshera, the inability of it to inflate was a function of the presence of the pus, and that does not represent a kashrus problem, so it's still kosher. The Eloi, if there is no pus there, there's no mugla over there, mosvinon ala gadfa oiroika, we place over it a feather or some saliva. E mevasvitsa, if the saliva or the feather shakes in this after being placed next to this section, kshera, it's a sign that there is air in this section, and for whatever reason it didn't get inflated when we tried our inflation test. However, it does contain air in it, as is witnessed by the fact that the saliva that I placed over it or the feather is moving. Now, the Eloi, if it doesn't mevatsvisa, then trefa, then it's a problem. It's a real blockage. And as such, it renders the animal a trefa. Omar of Yosef, krum sha'ala machmas maka bereya, a membrane that developed on a lung as a result of impact or injury. Eino krum, it doesn't serve as a true a membrane protective covering, because we feel that in the course of time it won't hold up, and whatever hole was there will reemerge. The Omer of Yosef, Hai Rea de Avsha. This piece of Gemara is actually a repeat of a piece of Gemara that we saw quite recently on Daf Mem Vav. So if you have a lung that, as you open up the animal, it appears to, or it sounds like it's making noise. There's a hissing sound emerging from the lung. E Yadinon Hecha Avsha, if you can identify the spot that the noise is coming from, Manchinon ala gadfa oigilo oiroika, we place over that spot a feather or a piece of chaff, it's kash, piece of straw, or saliva. E mevatsvasa, if it bubbles or the other items shake, then trefa, it's a sign that there is a hole that comes from within the lung to the surface. The Eloi, if it doesn't shake, then kshera. Then it's okay. There is no penetration. The Eloi Adinan La, if you don't know where, you hear a sound, but you don't know where it's coming from. Maisi Mashifli Demaya, we bring a basin of water, that Pshuri, Demaya Pshuri, lukewarm water. Umosvinon La Begaval, and we place the lung in this basin. We skipped the bracketed section to make the reading easier, and it's just three lines. E mevatsvisa trefa, if after being placed in the water you notice the water that's on the surface of the lung now is bubbling, that's a sign there's a hole from within the interior of the lung to the outside, and hence it's a trefa. Ve eloi shera, and if there is no bubbling, so it's kosher. And the explanation of what is going on now is tato inkivilolo inkiv, the lower membrane of the lung developed a hole, but the outer membrane does not have a hole. It's complete outer membrane. It's intact. Vayda avsha, the fact that there is noise, the hissing sound that you hear, zika debeni ubeni hu, it's the air that's escaping from the lower membrane and and entering the area covered by the upper membrane, and that the exiting air causes this hissing, this avsha, this hissing sound. We have the bracketed section that we skipped. Let's go back over it. And here we're talking about the temperature level of the water into which we place the lung for this test. B'chamimi lo, the kafsi. Don't place the lungs in hot water because that will cause it to contract. And if there was a hole, it will seal the hole and you won't be able to discover the presence of a hole. B'kriri lo, and not to place the lungs for this water test in cold water, the mitrashi. It causes the lung to become hard, and we explained on Daf Mem Vav that specifically the outer membrane will become hard and become sensitive to tension because of it. Because it's hard, it's now tense, and if you blow into the lung, it might crack the outer membrane right now. In other words, where the outer membrane was in fact intact, but as a result of its exposure to this cold water, it will appear as if there is a hole because of the cracking of the outer membrane. Therefore, the advice is to use, insistence is to use warm water. Omar, picking up the Gemara where you see Ula's name underlined, Omar Ula, Omar of Yochanan, we continue with our double underlines, which feature problems arising in a lung. Reo shenishbecha keketon, a lung whose contents spilled out like one spills out a ketone, a flask. Kshera. Alma, we can conclude from here, Kosovar, that Ula is of the opinion, Chisaron mibifnim, lo shmei chisaron, that absence or missing of an internal lung nature is not considered an absence, is not considered a problem. Esve Rabbi Abba la Ula. Rabbi Abba cites our Mishnah that says, it started off by saying Elu Trefus. It mentioned the following are trefus, and there was quite an extensive list of problems. And amongst others, it said, Horeo shenikva oi shechosra, a reo that is missing. My chosra, what's that a reference to? I lemo mibachutz, that it's a surface lacking. In other words, some lung tissue from the outside is missing. Hainu nikva, that is in effect the same thing as a hole. Ela lav, so rather this idea of reo shechosra is mibifnim, that lung content is missing internally. So it's not a hole, but there's an internal lacking. Ushma mino chisaron mibifnim shmei chisaron, from the Mishnah that begins the list of problems with the expression elu trefus, shows us that a chisaron mibifnim is considered a problem. So how can you say that a reo shenishbecha keketon, a lung whose contents poured out, like that which you pour out from a jug or a flask, is okay? Lo, the oilom mibachutz, the Gemara rejects the conclusion that the Mishnah is talking about a chisaron mibifnim and says really it's a mibachutz, it's a lacking from the outside, from the surface of the lung, an exterior lacking. Udeka amris hainu nikva, and you'll ask, well, that's the same as a hole. Loi tsricha elo the Rebbe Shimon. That which the Mishnah teaches shechosra is needed with regard to shitas Rebbe Shimon de Omar. Rebbe Shimon, who appeared on Daf Mem Beis, said that a hole is not a problem at shetinkav lebeisa symphonos, until the hole reaches the main bronchial tube inside. So the Gemara now qualifies hani mili nekev deles bechisaron, a hole that is not lacking. In other words, it's if you were to take a needle, for example, and stick it into the lung, you're not diminishing any lung material, but you are creating a hole. So a hole that is less bechisaron, that's formed without diminishing any of the lung tissue matter, then it requires to reach the basis and phonos to create a problem. Avol nekev the is bei chisaron, a hole that is formed as a result of removing tissue matter or lacking of tissue matter. Afilu Rabbi Shimon moide, Rabbi Shimon will concede that that is a problem. So when you learn the Mishnah and it speaks about a reya shenikva oy shechosra, the chosra in effect is not the case of an internal missing, but it's an external nekev, and it's contrasted with another kind of nekev that it will be a problem even without chisaron, but that's only if it reaches the main bronchial tube inside the lung. Rabbi Hananya Cholash, a story involving several rabbonim, and says that the Gemara says that Rabbi Hananya took ill, Cholash became sick. Ol legabe Rabbi Nosson v'chol gedolei hador, Rabbi Nosson and other leading figures went to visit him to do bikur cholim. Aisu kamei rea shenishbacha kiton. It's an interesting practice that you find in other places in Shas as well, that the Bikur Cholim was characterized by the visit and halachic questions posed to the sickly individual. So here we have Rabbi Hananya being presented with a case of a lung whose contents spilled out. The Achshara, and he ruled it to be kosher. Omar Rava Vahu de Kaimi Symphonos. The lung is kosher, provided the bronchi, the internal tubes, are still intact. How can one know whether the tubes, the symphonos, are still intact? After all, we're talking about a lung whose interior apparently decomposed and became liquidy and is now being spilled out. How do you know that the tubes, the bronchi, remain intact? Omarle, so he answers, Maisinon tsa'a de kunya. Tsa'a is a bowl of kunya, earthenware, an earthenware bowl or clay bowl. The shavchinon la de gave. And we take the lung whose interior has become liquidy, and we spill it out into this clay bowl. E is ba shuraiki chivri trefa. If you notice that there are little whitish streaks in the bowl, then it's a trefa. Those little whitish streaks are apparently the symphonos that have also decomposed and have become detached and are being poured out. The eloi, if these shuraiki chivri do not appear when you're pouring out the lung contents, then kshera, it's still kosher. Omar Rav Nachman, Reya Sheni Moika Ukrum Shelo Kayam. Rashi explains Nimoka Nisrokno Me'aleo B'miktsasa. Part of the lung just became on its own, is empty. You find a lung, part of whom is empty. V'eino nishpecho kekiton, ach b'miktsosa lo nishar klum. We're not dealing with a lung that you're pouring out a liquid content, but we are noticing a lung whose interior is just missing, and the outer membrane is still intact. So Rav Nachman says such a lung is kshera. Tanya Rami Hochi, and we have a Tanaic source that supports this. Rea Shini Moko Ukrum Shelo Kayom, a lung that has experienced some decomposition, internal decomposition. If the outer membrane is intact, afilu machzekis revius kshera, even if the chamber that has now formed as a result of the section that decomposed is able to hold a revius, is a liquid quantity called a revius halug, quarter of a lug, it's
still kosher, even though it's, we'll have to say in this context, a fairly large cavity or vacuum that has been formed, it nevertheless is kosher. This brisa goes on to deal with other things concerning the animal, and this continues to the top of Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Nitla shalfuchis shelok shera. If the uterus, if you have an animal whose uterus is missing, it's kosher. Hislia kovet shela. If one noticed an animal whose liver became wormy, ze hoya maise va'olu olel b'nei asyo shloisha regolim li'avne. An incident happened like this, and the people from Asya, it's a place, they came over a period of three holidays, and apparently they were debating this issue in Yavne. In the Yavne was a central Torah location. It was a great Torah academy in Yavne. So three holidays went by, and this issue was debated. L'regel shlishi hitiru lohem. And by the third holiday, they came to the conclusion that a wormy liver is acceptable, is okay. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.